Dr. Crawford, what is the significance of the work of John Henry Clark, and what impact did he have on African-American consciousness?
Well, John Henry Clark was and still remains, even though he made his transition 6 years ago, still remains the most important historian, not only for African-Americans, but for Africans across the diaspora and all peoples, because his seminal work was to replace African history to the respectable commentary of all history. In effect, one of his most famous sayings is, African history is indeed world history. Over the last 150 years or so, the information about Africa has been distorted and has been marginalized and sidelined.
Can you elaborate on that, on what he brought to the study of Africa?
What John Henry Clark did as a pedagogue, as a teacher, rather, he put together a curriculum of study. He divided his work into three golden ages. The age of the Nile Valley culture, which we know today as Egypt. And then he refers to the age of the River Valley states, the Niger River Valley states, Mali, Songhe, and Ghana, and the University of Sankore at Timbuktu, and concomitantly what was happening in southern Africa around Zimbabwe. So he talks about the early beginnings of high culture in the Nile Valley, which Egypt became a consummation of everything that happened before it, and Egypt lasted almost 3,000 years, three millennia of this great civilization.
Dr. Crawford, tell us more about Dr. Clark's life.
He was born in 1915 in Union Springs, Georgia. He was a son of sharecroppers. And he defined himself at a very early age as a record keeper. He worked for all white people. And he would listen to their stories and the planning of what the Ku Klux Klan was doing in his area and would bring information back to his community. In 1933, he and one of his friends, whose name is James Holmes, came to New York on a freight train. He worked on the Lower East Side at a fish market. By 1935, he relocated to 125th Street in Harlem, where he went to visit the great Arturo Schomburg, who left an indelible impression on his mind by telling him they need to go back and read their master's history in order to understand their own history, which is African history. And so John Henry Clark contributed to the Tribune in Philadelphia. He was one of the co-founders of the Harlem Writers Guild. He has written and edited over 42 books. He has been known for his charismatic public lectures. A very famous of those public presentations was when Mary Lefkowitz brought out a book called Not Out of Africa. They called it The Great Debate. I know WBAI was the host for that debate. John Henry Clark covers not only historical context, but also covers a literary context. And he's best known in the literary world for his short story called The Boy Who Painted Christ Black.
John Henry Clark has been called a griot, a carrier of the African oral history. What message or legacy has he left for the world and the future of humanity?
He has left many, many messages. The one that I want to leave for this listening audience is that he says, I have taught that history is a clock. People used to tell their political and cultural time of the day. It is also a compass that they use to find themselves on the map of human geography. Now, John Henry Clark used this metaphorical statement so that people don't think that history is something that is locked between the covers of two books. But in effect, history is cyclical, is a cycle that has no beginning nor no end. One goes back and it all recycles itself round and round and round.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.